Welcome to the Upside Daily Podcast with Ioannis Dikas, a podcast all about spiritual renewal and personal growth. The outcome? To live with faith, love, and hope as a city changer, wherever you are. And now, your host, Ioannis Dikas.
Hello, and welcome to Upside Daily. My name is Ioannis Dikas, and this daily podcast is designed to empower you to live from grace, to help you find your purpose in life, and to challenge you as an individual to a deep personal and spiritual growth momentum in your own life. I do trust that you are empowered as you listen to this podcast, that you feel empowered in your calling, and you would live as a city changer wherever you might find yourself on the globe. And so this is a brand new series. I'm so excited about it. It's called Starting Over, because I do believe that next time can be better than the last time, but not just because we want it to be. So often we carry these desires in our heart. You know, we want to start over, or we want to do better. But this podcast really, over the next few episodes, is going to be dedicated to helping us understand how we can start over, how we can move ourselves into a different space. We've just had the start of a new year, and a lot of us are carrying dreams or New Year's resolutions, you know, God forbid, because those are probably out of the window already. But there's something about starting over that I believe is not just designed for us, but it is divine. And I believe the Holy Spirit wants to help us understand how we can start over without making the same mistakes as we did the previous time. You know, it might be a new year that you're starting over, but for some of you listening to this podcast, it could be the start of a new career, or maybe a new you, or maybe you've just come through so much a season of disappointment or breakdown that really it's not just a new year that you're starting over. You're literally starting over. And can I just say, if that's you, if any of this is you, well then this series is going to deeply touch you. And I do trust that it doesn't just touch your life, but that it actually empowers you. I trust that you will experience how God refreshes you and brings perspective, courage, and wisdom as you believe and journey through your life that next time can be better than the last time, but not just because you want it to be. And so today's episode, the first one of this series, is called Three Myths. Because I do believe that there are sometimes assumptions that we carry around in our thinking that actually negatively affect us. And they all that they do is they bring us around the same mountain again, and we make the same mistakes over and over again when we think actually we're starting over, but really we're not. And so, I don't know if it's a man thing, but I don't always, whenever we buy something and you know you have this box in front of you, I don't always like reading the instructions. I feel it slows me down, and you know I can put things together incorrectly much faster without those dreadful instructions. You know, in reading the instructions are for people who want to get it right the first time. I somehow don't often feel I want to be in that category. I don't know if you've ever been to IKEA. You go to their store, and on the floor you see these beautiful pieces of furniture, and then you buy one only to discover that they give it to you in flatback. You know, you take it home in the boot of your car and you actually have to assemble this at home. The amount of times I've needed a marriage helpline after assembling a piece of IKEA furniture is ridiculous. Because there's something about, you know, taking those instructions, and I always have a handful of screws and nuts and bolts left after I've assembled this. And I know, deeply know, I did it wrong. Which means basically I have to take the whole thing apart again, find out where did I miss the instructions, where these screws should be going into, before I can reassemble this piece of furniture. And so, you know, 2020 happened, 2021 happened, and now we're in 2022. And for how many of us is this an actual opportunity to start over? How do we learn from our mistakes? You see, the problem is sometimes we learn from our mistakes in the areas that actually matter the least. And then we repeat our mistakes in the areas that matter the most, in our finances, in our relationships, in our parenting, in our leadership roles at work, perhaps in your romantic relationships. And the question we ought to ask ourselves in this moment is, when will I learn? I think it's a really good question to ask. But in the areas that matter most, you know, before we've had the time to learn, we often jump right back in and we make the same mistakes as we did the last time round. And so the reason next time might look a lot like the last time is because there's a common denominator. You. You keep following yourself around. You know, so whether you're starting this new year over financially, relationally, professionally, academically, this will be really helpful because through the years, I've had a ringside seat to many, many people's lives that have attempted to start over after failure, often self-imposed failures. May I just whisper into the mic? And I've met so many people who have ran out and did exactly what I and perhaps others told them not to do, what would not work, because they assume that they've learned. But really? They're Lone Ranger Christians. They're certain, they're confident, but they're often wrong. And the next time around ends up looking a lot like the previous time. And here's the reason why this happens. You know, and when I say this, it's because I've done these things. I've allowed these assumptions to be a part of my thinking. And that's why we need to address this. We need to be challenged in this. Here's the first myth that I believe sometimes blinds us to the reality of starting over well. The first one is the experience myth. The myth that experience, just because I've had an experience, it makes me wiser. Experience doesn't make you wiser. Evaluated experience makes you wiser. And so, you know, as we think through this, it's necessary for us to recognize that it's not just about going through an experience that will give me the confidence and the knowledge to tackle something different, but it's how I evaluate that, how I sit down and actually learn from that experience that will help me in my approach when I get there again and I actually have to start over. That's the first myth. The second myth that I sometimes struggle with is the know better myth. You know, since I know better, now I automatically have to do better. I recently heard someone say, you know, children think that just because they know the difference between right and wrong, they automatically have the power to do what's right. I heard that and I thought to myself, adults think that too. You know, just because we know the difference between right and wrong, just because we know, you know, the route I took the previous time actually brought me to this place of failure. Just because we know that doesn't mean that I'm actually going to do that. And we assume that because we know better, we automatically have the capacity, the ability to do better or to choose better. But it's a myth. It's not really the truth. Again, knowing something can help you evaluate differently, but it doesn't necessarily mean just because you know that it will change your life. Knowing better does not equal doing better. Here's the third myth that I think we sometimes struggle with, is the time myth. We think time is against me. This one challenged me quite a lot because, you know, I'm not getting younger. I've got a birthday coming up and I'm evaluating life. I'm thinking about life. I'm thinking about opportunities that are coming and perhaps going. I think of other people my age. Perhaps you've done the same. You know, you've thought of people your age that by this time they're, you know, they're going to college or they're getting a job or they're getting a better job or they have a house or they've just bought a bigger house or they're getting married or they're ready to retire. And this, you know, this little phrase, my friends are all at this time, by this time, it impacts us. But it's necessary for me and you as a child of God, as sons and daughters of God, to recognize that time is not our enemy. As a matter of fact, time is actually our friend. In Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 to 10, there's this beautiful, beautiful portion of scripture. Please bear with me as I read this entire portion of scripture for you. It says, there is a time for everything under heaven. There is a time for every activity under the heavens. Is a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time of peace. And then he ends this off with this beautiful declaration to say, God has made everything beautiful in its time. He has set eternity in the human heart. You know, I read this portion of scripture and I'm so deeply challenged because I recognize, you know, time is actually my friend. God has created a time for absolutely everything. And that's why we have to recognize time is not my enemy, it's my friend. Sometimes it just takes time to regain your balance. Sometimes it just takes time for your emotions to settle down. You know, time is your friend because with time, the pain begins to subside. Pain causes us to be self-absorbed. Have you ever seen somebody with a toothache? You know, self-absorbed people make bad decisions. Time is your friend because with time comes clarity. And here's the beautiful thing. You'll be able to hear things later that you might not be able to hear right now. You'll be able to hear from people later that perhaps you just can't do right now. You see, the reason why people rush in is because they're convinced personally that their situation is different. You know, their circumstances are unique. And whilst that might be true, your circumstances in a certain way might be unique, but you're not. Your challenges may seem unique, but you and I are not. And let me tell you, after you hear enough stories, you will realize that not even your challenges and not even your circumstances are all that unique. It's just your version of a story that's been lived out 1,000 times before, but because you're in the middle of it, because it's emotional, because you're feeling the pain, you're absorbed with it, and you don't even know it, and you're not in a good position to make another big decision, it's necessary for us to understand what the role of time is. Time. Tomorrow I want to speak about time, because time is an eternal commodity. Or in the next episode, I want to speak about time. We have to recognize that if we want to start over, we cannot live from the premise that, you know, that just because I've had an experience, it will make me wiser. We cannot live from the premise to think that since I know better, I'll do better. And we certainly cannot live from the premise to think that time is against me. God has in his Son, Jesus Christ, already worked with all these three assumptions. Now, that's really all we're going to have time for in this first episode. Remember, I'm cheering you on in your journey. That's why I'm taking the time to record and prepare these short devotionals. I look forward to hearing stories and testimonies of how God has transformed and touched your life and given you steadfast faith and courage to start over. Remember, next time can be better than the last time, but not just because you want it to be. Thank you for connecting with Upside Daily. If you want to dive in deeper or connect with us more, just look at the link in the description of today's episode, or you can connect to Doxadeo's online campus, doxadeo.church. We have some incredible celebrations and ways that you can connect with us. Check out the links. Remember tomorrow's or the next episode in this series. Looking forward to connect with you. Live blessed.
You've been listening to the Upside Daily Podcast. Join us next time for more insights on how to know God, love people, and impact your world. Upside Daily, your personal daily investment to turn your world upside down.